Let me do this quick audio real quick. Won't take me but a second, I hope. You know, I used to get mad when I got attacked by different religious groups, you know, and I'd fight because they were trying to take away my soul, really. They were trying to put me back under some kind of works-based system, rules, ranks, grades, levels, ratings, works levels, ranks, grades, ratings, stuff like that. And try to make you feel guilty or guilt, shame, condemnation about not keeping up to some standard that somebody set, you know, some man-made standard, some denominational standard, some business standard that they can't even keep. You know, I talk about sugar and alcohol and smoking and all that. I don't do it under a legalistic manner. I do it because I care about you. I want you to be healthy. But I don't care if you smoke, drink, do drugs, whatever you want to do. I don't care, but you're destroying yourself. But it's not based on rule-based to make you feel guilty. It's not based on works level. It's not to say, okay, if you do this, you're not right with God. No, if you have faith alone and Jesus alone, you're right with God. And He's going to correct you. I'm not going to correct you. The universe is going to correct you because it's run by Him. It's a feedback loop. And that's kind of what I was talking about in a message. I couldn't upload it to YouTube, but I uploaded it to my website, audio. And at the end of that message, it's like an hour-long message. And at the end of it, I was talking about the feedback loop. We are in a feedback loop, and it's God's feedback loop. And everywhere you look is a feedback loop. And notice the word feed. So feed, He says, drink of my blood, eat of my flesh. The feedback loop from these legalistic churches, these religious groups, these cults and the isms, the feedback loop that you're getting from them is touch not, taste not, handle not, do something in the energy of the flesh. Well, you're not going to ever be right with God by doing something. You're not going to be right with God by doing anything, even after you're saved. You're right with God because you believe on Jesus. You trusted in Jesus. You received Christ into your heart by faith. What are the works of God? Jesus said to believe on His Son whom He has sent. So whether you go to a job, a church, a business, an organization, a political party, no matter what you join, even when you get married, sad to say, unless both people are spirit walkers and they catch themselves. But even if you know about walking in the Spirit and you get married, there's still a tendency to put the other person back under law. Why? Because the earth plane is the 666 cube flesh box system. And the flesh mind always tries to rear its head. This is why you have to die daily. You die daily to your own strength, your own power, your own effort, and you walk in the Spirit. Spirit walking is not rule-based living. Spirit walking is a new creature, a new way of thinking. So let's say you do have a problem with drinking. Well, when you walk in the Spirit, He says, be not drunk with wine, but be filled with the Spirit. So when you move to the Spirit mind, you don't feel guilty because you had, I wanted a beer. You don't feel guilty. You renew your mind and you say, you know, that's not healthy. That's not beneficial. I could go drink a beer right now and I'm not going to lose my salvation. I'm not going to lose my position. But I know it's not healthy. It's not good for me. It's creating a bad habit. Be not drunk with wine, but be filled with the Spirit. It doesn't matter what kind of habit it is. Eating sugar, smoking, marijuana, whatever it is. Xanax is about 80% of the people in the world probably take a Xanax. The women, 80% of the women take Xanaxes for some reason. But you don't need a Xanax because if you change your thinking, and you change your spirit view of life, and you move to away from legalism. See, you're put under legalism by your schools, your job, your churches, your spouse, the IRS, the tax man, the policeman. Everything around you is trying to get you to perform in the energy of the flesh, the human effort. But in God's economy, you can't do nothing to please God. You might do something to almost please the government, almost please the police, almost please your boss, but they'll always find something. But the only way you're going to please God is by the spirit walk, which is what? Love and truth, walking in faith. Lord, I messed up. Please help me to change my perspective to the right way of thinking. Lord, I was stressed, and I had to stop and get me a beer, and I drank more than one, and I got drunk. Please forgive me. Help me to think differently and not get stressed out. But the reason you got stressed out, because you're in a system that's trying to put you under guilt, shame, and condemnation, but you're free in Christ. There's nothing that they can do. You're already free. You already won. You're victorious. You already won. You already won. If you trusted Jesus, you won. You know what? If you have a mindset, if you have, and most people do, they have this mindset, well, I only live once, so I'm going to go eat this stuff that's bad for me. Or I only live once, so I'm going to drink this beer. Or I only live once, so I'm going to smoke this cigar. Or I only live once, I'm going to smoke this marijuana. Or I only live once, I'm going to do this, that, and the other. But if it's not healthy, the fact that you say, I only live once, it's not your life. See, your stinking thinking is, you're not your own. You've been bought with a price. You only live once. No, you live forever if you're saved. You never die. And it's not your body. So you change your stinking thinking, and then you have right thinking. And then when other people around you, which is about 99% of the people, they try to put you back under some kind of rule-based system, you say, hey, I walk in the Spirit. I don't walk by rules. Well, what do you mean you don't walk by rules? You don't do this or this? I don't need to do anything because I'm already it. I'm hid in Christ and God. Those who worship must worship in spirit and truth. As long as I'm renewing my mind in truth, and as long as I have the Holy Spirit, He's going to teach me to God. The Holy Spirit's going to give me the feedback loop to love your neighbors, yourself, walk in truth, keep short accounts. When you do mess up, ask God to help you, and not go by some rule-based system. I don't care what you join. I don't care if it's a church. I don't care if it's a job. I don't care if it's a political party. They're going to ask you to follow some kind of rule-based system. And most people can't even hear what I'm saying. Everything down here, you even do it to yourself. And some things you have to do to function and create a business and run a business efficiently and all, and to pay your bills and all, you have to get up out of bed and get on the computer and pay your bill, your water bill. Or you have to go down there and do it. You have to get your phone. You have to. There's certain things you have to do. But there's many times I say, Lord, I just don't feel like doing it right now. And His mercies are new every day, you know. His mercies are new every morning. Just look out in your front yard. Is the grass doing anything? Are the birds, are the cats, the dogs, the animals, are they following some kind of rule-based system? No. The only rule is to love God with all your heart, faith, and how do you do that? Trust in Jesus, because God points to Jesus. And when you run to Jesus, He gives you the Holy Spirit. And the Holy Spirit in you changes you to the sons of God or the daughters of God, and you become a new creature, and you have translated from the kingdom of darkness to the kingdom of light, and the darkness is all around you, and it's always trying to put you back under darkness when you're already free. It's always trying to enslave you when you're already free. And these creatures who are slaves to the system, just like the movie Matrix, Morpheus said, look, the very people you're trying to rescue, they're going to attack you because they hate your freedom. They don't understand your freedom. You're like an extraterrestrial to them because you're in the spirit walk, which is not rule-based living. It's not earthly, fleshly, temporal. You're outside of time. You're in the spirit. You're just resting in Jesus, and you're just believing on Jesus, and you're trusting Jesus. It's not that complicated, but the churches try to make it complicated. Should you get drunk? No. Should you be destroying your body? No. Have you done it? Yeah. Well, get up, shake the dust off your feet, claim the blood, and start over. And say, Lord, I can't, for some reason, I can't break this habit, this addiction, or whatever it is. I need your help. But if you really trusted Christ, don't put yourself back under guilt, shame, condemnation. He's already given you the feedback loop. Like, if a person's like drinking all the time, they're probably going to get a DWI. They're going to get in a fight with their spouse, or they're going to fall and break their arm or trip or something. It's already feedback looping them to get them to stop. And if they can't stop, the only way they're going to stop is cry out to God and say, Lord, I can't stop drinking, or whatever it is. Lord, I can't stop taking Xanax. Lord, I can't stop taking, what's those pills that people take? I had a hernia operation one time. I had a kidney stone. They had to give me those pills. What was it? I mean, it felt good to take those pills. And some people get addicted to pain pills, narcotic pain pills, but all you do is cry out to God and he'll remove it, whatever it is. If I could stop McDonald's after most of my life and just go cold turkey, no more McDonald's, then anybody should be able to stop anything. I mean, it's just crazy. I went through the drive-thru tonight. I was going to go by Wendy's and get me I was doing some Uber runs, and I was going to get me a cheeseburger and a Coke. I pulled up to the window, and I could just smell that nasty grease. That grease, the whole building smelled like it. I drove off. I said, I can't do this. Why? And so I went to the grocery store and got me some turkey and ham and stuff like that. And it's like I couldn't even stand to even be around that nasty grease that they cooked the French fries and the nuggets and the cheeseburgers, the meat in. I can't even stand to smell it anymore. Anyway, change your thinking, change your life. It's not about keeping rules. It's about doing what's healthy. This is everything I've been saying in all my videos, moving from partiality to wholeness. The whole system is not whole. They're pieces trying to be whole, but they're doing destructive stuff, thinking that's going to make them happy, when you ought to wake up and say, why would I do something destructive, thinking that's going to make me happy? Why not do something healthy that's going to make me happy? Do something whole, holy, set apart, that will make me happy. But doing something unhealthy is not going to make you happy. They even proved it. When people drink, they feel better, but then they go through a deep depression. When people run around and chase skirts, they actually destroy their own soul. I mean, really. You see these women that are bar hopping, and I do Uber, so I pick them up sometimes. If I do early morning, at like 4 in the morning, pick one up. She'll go to this one guy's house, then she'll go to another house. She's destroying her own soul. She's not happy. How could somebody be happy going to sleep with this one guy, to this other guy, to this guy? How could she ever be happy doing that? It's sick, to be honest with you. So why do stuff that's not healthy thinking you're going to be happy? Why do stuff against your soul that you think is going to make you happy when it's destroying your happiness? It's so obvious. And it's not works-based. It's changing your mindset, renewing your mind, asking God to give you a new mind. Do what's right, not because it's a rule, but do what's right because you're sons of God. That's who you are. That's your calling. Knowing that if you do what's wrong, that's the death call. That's the dark side. That's not your kingdom. Your kingdom is not the dark side. Your kingdom is the light, truth, love, peace, joy, contentment, forgiveness, no bitterness. Don't live in the past. Don't live in the future. The past don't exist. The future don't. Everything is the now. Jesus is outside of space-time. You're in Him. You're in the now. Don't worry about tomorrow. Tomorrow will take care of itself. The past don't exist. Tomorrow don't exist. Everything exists now. All storylines exist now. All things exist right now. Everything you need, He's provided for you. If you're listening to me, you probably have some kind of phone or internet connection, so you probably got everything you need. Somebody made a comment about a couple weeks ago or a month ago that she finally got a place to stay. God will take care of you, but you have to start listening to the feedback loop that He's given you, the scourging. God scourges you. You don't need a church to scourge you. You don't need another person to scourge you. The Holy Spirit will scourge every son He receives if you're really saved. And so if you get a spanking, or if the universe is hitting you, cry out to God and say, Lord, what am I doing wrong? What am I doing? Am I greedy? Am I lustful? Am I angry? Am I bitter? What am I doing wrong? There's only a few things that you're going to be doing wrong. There's not many. Do you have hate in your heart? Are you thinking about getting a gun or a knife? Or what is in your heart? There's not but so many things it could be. It's really easy, to be honest with you. All you have to do is read Proverbs and you'll see the vices. There's not many vices out there. There's no new human condition. We've all experienced the same stuff. And so just read Proverbs. Read a book of Ephesians. While he says, be not drunk with wine, but be filled with the Spirit. Now, is that legalism? No. He's saying, hey, be filled with the Spirit and you won't need to be drunk with wine. But the only reason you're getting drunk with wine is you're trying to mimic the spirit walk in the energy of the flesh, which will never work. You just get into more depression. It's really simple, people. And I can't even believe these denominations even exist after I spoke all this stuff for years that is not a cult or an ism or a denomination or a rule-based system. It's not works, levels, ranks, grades, ratings. You don't have to do anything. You just have to trust in Christ and He does the work in you. He does the transformation process. Just like the clay on the wheel, you don't have to do anything. If I'm not doing, I was just talking to somebody and she's under attack by certain spirits, I think. It's not, in people, not her, but people speaking, trying to create false doctrine or some kind of weird question thing. So I knew that if one person's experienced a fractal, the whole body of Christ needed to hear something like this. She understands now. She's clear about it. She was questioning it. Something didn't sound right. Right, exactly. If it don't sound right, it ain't right. If you lose your peace, that's the thermometer of the Holy Spirit teaching you. And so, just know this. Everything down here in the earth plane is a 666 box, flesh mind, AI, flesh mind, box, cube system. And it's always trying to get you to do something. Instead of resting in Jesus and living by faith, it wants you to do something. Well, you better not miss a day of church. You better not go to that movie. Or you better not puff on that cigarette. Or you better not do this. Not because it's healthy. They don't even say that. They should say it out of love. They're saying it out of rules. You're a bad person because you smoked a cigarette. No. They should say, hey, do you want to stop smoking? Yeah. Why don't you? Well, I can't stop. Is it healthy? No. You know it's not healthy. Let's work through it. Let's get a bunch of people. Let's figure out how we can get you to be whole and healthy. And you don't need that. That not as condemnation, because they've been there themselves. Everybody's got stuff they deal with. You know, that's why Jesus is Jesus. He's perfect. We're not. That's why we're still here. If we already attained and stepped into our perfection, why do we need to be here? The whole purpose of being here is being changed and being a witness, you know? And these legalistic preachers who think they've already arrived, it's kind of scary. That if you notice when you walk into a church building, it's like everybody's not themselves. But if you leave the church and you see them across the street, you talk to them, they're acting normal. But when they go into church, they change their personality. That's the way it is on the job. As soon as you punch in, you put on that face. You're at work. You gotta act like the work. You got your uniform. You got your name tag. You gotta be what they want you to be. So you walk into church, and you change. You gotta dress up. Instead of just wearing your normal clothes, you gotta put all these clothes on. You think when Jesus went into the synagogue, he changed clothes? You better put that suit and tie on, because you just got to put that image out there. It's so funny. Do you really think Jesus changed clothes when he went into the synagogue? That is crazy stuff, people. It's crazy. Once you see it, you can't unsee it. But it's the reason you can't see it is because it's in everything you do. It's everywhere. The homeless people probably see it more than the average person. And I'm not saying the homeless people are thinking right, but I'm saying they have to see the fakeness of everybody. And they probably look at everybody going down the road in their car saying, "You're just like me. Wait, one day if we ever have a war or something, you're going to be coming to me and figuring out how to survive, you know?" Anyway, you put on that uniform or that outfit, and you change, you're not the same. When you walk across the street, talk to your neighbor, you act a certain way, but when you walk in the church house or your job, you change. That's an attack on your soul, see? They're trying to attack your soul. They're trying to project a false identity on you. They're trying to get you to act fake, not be real. They want you to be fake. The whole system is trying to make you be fake under some rule-based system that nobody can keep, because it's a narcissistic, psychopathic system that nobody can keep, but they want you under guilt, shame, condemnation, because the system is run by the devil. I don't know if you can hear me, but it's so obvious to me. Now when they come at me, I just laugh at them. I just laugh at them. Whoever it is, it don't matter who it is. It don't matter if it's Pentecostals, Methodists, whatever. It don't matter who they are. You know how the Mormons will come two by two knocking on your door, and they have all these great arguments. And you say it's just trusting in Jesus by faith. You must be born again. And they want to fight and argue with you. And you say, "Just get out of my face, man. Go away. I'm tired. You woke me up out of sleep. Why'd you knock on my door? Get out of here before I get my shotgun." I mean, you know, the churches can't be real like that. Why can't they be real? Because they're part of the system. It's all outward show. It's a painted face. It's a painted face system. They're not real. They're fake. And they want to make copies of themselves, namely you. They want you to be fake. What do you think Hollywood is? A bunch of fake people trying to impress each other. I can be more fake than you. No, I'm going to be more fake than you. I can put on a fake smile and paint my face. I can be more fake than you can. It's all fake, people. It's all fake. The whole system's fake. Run to Jesus and leave the darkness, leave the delusions, and step into the real world, you know? Most people hate their jobs. Go find a job that you can just be yourself, you know? Find a career you can just be yourself. Yeah, when you're around certain people, you have to put on a temporary, but you don't have to be around them all the time. All right, that's enough. Take it easy, stay free. Don't let people project some kind of false identity on you, and just be who you are. Just be yourself. And you trusted in Jesus, really? Then you're free. You don't need any kind of rule. You are a rule to yourself, to be honest with you. You got the Holy Spirit. Just stay in the Word, stay in the Bible, and you got everything you need. He's given us all things to pertain to life and godliness. You don't need some kind of legalistic, traditional, emotional preacher trying to put you back under guilt, shame, condemnation, because you're already free. I would get mad at those kind of people. Those people make me angry. And I call them out if I have an opportunity, because they are trying to make clones of themselves and steal your soul. They're narcissistic, and they want you just to dwell on them all the time and what they expect from you instead of what God expects. They want to replace God with them. They want you to go to them instead of God. It's sick, people. It's sick.